We have a sponsor.
On the website, but I just sponsored the Day of Learning because I got to figure out how to sponsor it.
Okay, I will take care of that, and I'll have Sharon get in touch with you. In memory,
Sharon got it.
In memory of your dad, Mark Lauren, his Hebrew.
Meir Ben David.
What?
Meir Ben David.
Meir Ben David. Neshama Shavan Aliyah. Okay. So we're going to see the piece in Kli Yakar here this morning about the Agalot. There's this idea, obviously, the reunification of Yaakov and Yosef, and whatever, along with everyone else, they all move from Eretz Yisrael, from Eretz Canaan, and they're going to Mitzrayim. But before that happens, we know that Yosef needed to figure out how to break the news to his dad. And it says that they told him, right, that Yosef's still alive, very famous medrash, that Sarah bat Asher, that Asher's daughter was a harpist, and she plays a tune to give him soften the blow. And Yaakov, it seems like, doesn't believe him. And then it says Vayara ta agalot, and then it says that he saw the agalot, Asher shalach Yosef v'gomer, saw the agalot, the wagons that Yosef sent, and then he believes it. Vatechi ruach Yaakov avihem, and he has a second wind. He's mamash. He's back in business. Yaakov was forlorn, obviously, for 22 years. So the question that everyone talks about is what is so important about these agalot? So we'll see the medrash in a moment. But you'll see it's on a reish dalet. Vayar ta agalot asher shalach Yosef v'gomer, pirsh Rashi. Siman masar lahem b'mahaya ose kishperish mimenu b'parshas egla aruf. Okay, so the Rashi goes straight to a medrash and says, "Here's what's going on." He's reminding him of the last thing, the last sugya that they were learning together, that Yaakov and Yosef were learning together as they were talking, as he sent him off to go and check on his brothers in Shechem. And they were learning the parsha of Egla Arufa, okay, right? Of the breaking the neck of the heifer when you find a dead body in between two cities. This is it's the end of parsha Shoftim, I believe. Correct? End of Shoftim.
Yes.
Egla Arufa. Yeah. Thanks. Go ahead. Okay. So, first of all, what's the pshat? What's the pshat of, before we get into the Kli Yakar's take? What's the pshat? Vayara ta'agalot. Okay, it's very nice. That's a medrash. What's the pshat? Why does the text say he saw the agalot that Yosef sent, and then he believed them, and he's like, I'm ready to roll. Richard, yeah?
They were royal carriages, and they came from Paro, so he never saw them before.
Okay, good. Interesting. So it kind of verifies the story. The story sounds so unbelievable, right? And then he sees these royal chariots, and that speaks to something else. Oh, wait a minute. He's hearing this whopper of a story. He's alive, and he's the viceroy of Egypt. And then he sees, oh, my God, actually, wow, the facts match up, right? It's sort of evidence that it happened. Now, you said Asher Shalach, that they're paros, but it actually says Asher Shalach Yosef, which is interesting, that Yosef said not a paro, because these were Pharaoh's chariots. So we'll actually get back. I'll hold on to that, and we're going to get back to it a little bit later in the Kli Yakar. That has to be the basic, pashup shot of what's going on. So Pirush Rashi, we said, Lefichach vayar ta'agalot asher shalach Yosef, velo asher shalach paro. And that's why it says, he saw the agalot that Yosef sent, not the ones that paro sent. And says the Kli Yakar, upeirusho rachok me'od. I just love it when he does this. And the Kli Yakar says, what are you talking about? This is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I was teaching in my class to kids in Gemara in high school. Sometimes you see them they're sort of nodding, they're dozing, you want to get their attention. So I said, you're teaching a Gemara and you see the Gemara, and I teach them a Gadata, it's Ein Yaakov. So and I'm trying to teach them to have critical thinking skills about Medrash in general, about Agadata, right? That it's not, the Torah is not a cartoon, And when the rabbis are speaking, they're speaking in a certain kind of way. So they say something outlandish. So I said, guys, when you see something like that, here's what you have to say. And I write on the board, W-T-H. W-T-H. And they all, they're all, ah. WTH? What the heck? What the heck's going on? This is what is it? Ricky, Manuval. Okay, go back to the kitchen. Okay, that's what he says. Perusha Rachok Mod. What are you talking about, Rashi? This is like really far away. V'chidarko shel Rashi lotzia mikra mipshuto legamri. Really, is Rashi really would literally just take a pasuk and say, "Ah, oh, come on, here's what was happening. They were learning the sugya of Egla Arufa 22 years ago. Really, like seriously? Come on, what does that mean? How could we really? It's nice, you know. Why did the rabbis talk that way? Because they're telling a story, they're weaving something, right, that we want to remember, that's really, there's a meaning embedded in it. But, I mean, it's so far from, you know, from what could have happened. Sharei Kasuv Omer, Sheshalach Yosef LaSeiroto. They're wagons that he was supposed to go into. Ve'oda, Galot Lamali. Died the Egla Achat, right? They only need one Egla. Egla Arufa, not Agalot. It's Egla Arufa. Right, and again, even that's a play on words because Egla there means, you know, a heifer. It doesn't mean wagons at all. Alkein omer ani shegam Rashi hevina galo kipshuto. He says, therefore, I believe that Rashi did understand like the pshat, like we had just said, Richard had just said. Achma shenemar sheshalach Yosef velo neemar sheshalach Paro hevin Rashi mizeh sheshalach pirusho livaya. She Yosef asa livayal otana galot asher shalach shekein nemar veishalach edechav ayelechu vein shiluach zeh ela levaya. So what Rashi saw was a little bit deeper. The fact that it said asher shalach et Yosef and not asher shalach paro, right? Because they're paro's chariots. What Rashi saw embedded in that was there was something that happened here that Yosef did levaya, that Yosef escorted them out of the city. And that, in and of itself, is an important concept to focus on. And the Pasuk actually supports that when it says, Vayishalach erechav vayelechu. He sent them out of Egypt and they went. So this shiluach is levaya. The Yosef, where would Yosef learn levaya? What's levaya, right? Someone comes to your house. We know, we got levaya, right? Someone comes to your house. And, you know, okay, bye, you know, I'm going to go. You walk them out. It's halacha, straight up. Someone comes to your house, you walk them out. It's derech eretz. You walk them out. And how long? You walk them out. Usually you walk them out dalet amos at least, right? Here, I'll see you out. You open the door and you walk them out. 6 feet, dalet amos. You walk them out, right? Because that's derech kavod. You'll see there's more to it than that. That comes back. Now, where does this come from? Where does this mesorah of Levia come, by the way, we only think about Levia, not think about it, but unfortunately, right, Lo Aleinu, where we were exposed to it, right, when, Phil? Right, you're exposed to it at a funeral, right? We're going to do Levaya on the casket, right? At the, you know, you follow the hearse, or you follow the casket to burial. But guess what? We really should start by doing Levaya to live people, right? To people that aren't just, you know, in the Olam HaEmes, but people that are here with us in the Ritz Hashem. What? That's true. That's true. Right. That's the concept of Shoshvinin, of why a bride and groom have, you know, groomsmen or bridesmaids, etc. Yeah. So it comes back to the Mesorah of Abraham, by the way, right? Vayita Eshel b'Be'er Sheva. What do they say Eshel is? Achila. Right, Abraham. This is what, like, you know, his hallmark of hospitality: Achila, Eshel, Achila, Shtia, and Levia. Right, he would give them to eat, he'd give them to drink, and then he'd escort them on their way. So, Yosef lama din havaya min Yaakov. We're on the second paragraph. Kenemar lechavesh lachacha aleihem, and we saw this from the last time Yaakov was with Yosef, where he walked him out. Come on, come with me. I'm going to send you out to them. He did levaya. What do you mean? He's sending him after he goes. Go to, why didn't it just say go to them? Ella she'amar l'lavoto. He was saying, here, come, go and escort them. The Yaakov. Oh, sorry. Yeah. He was saying Yaakov lamadin alvayim in Avram. And Yaakov learned this from Avram. Shenemar ve'Avraham oleich imam l'shalcham. As it says, and Avram walked with them to send them away. Perish Rashi l'lavotam. V'zeu sha'amar v'yishlachehu me'emek Hebron. Oh, sorry, I apologize. The l'chav eshlachacha aleihem was go to your brothers, right? When Yaakov was sending Yaakov, go to your brother, you're sending Yosef, go to your brothers and you'll escort them, right? And here, when Yaakov sent him, it says, Vayishlachehu me'emet Hebron. He sent him from the depth of Hebron, from the valley of Hebron, from the Hebron hills. He sent him. Sheshiluach zeh haynu levaya. That was levaya. V'lama din alvaya me'emek oto tzadika kavur b'chebron. Why does it say he sent him from the emek of Hebron? From the depth. There's a famous Rashi there. It says from the depth of those who are buried in Hebron. The wisdom. What's their wisdom? Well, that's Abraham who's buried in Marat HaMachpelah. Ki Abraham hit v'levaya. Because it was Abraham that started with levaya. As we say, v'yita eshel notarikon achila shdiya levaya. Etc. Fine. So that's nice. Okay. So he escorted him. Uchishaliva Yaakov et Yosef, Mistama Higidlo Mitzvah Salvaya, Shemikora min Parshas Egla Rufa. And when Yaakov escorted Yosef, he must have mentioned this concept here. This is what we do. This is what Abraham did. This is what I do. This is what you're going to do one day. And the mitzvah alavaya, it's mekor, right? If we sort of fast forward in the Torah, is from the parsha of Egla Rufa. Sheyomru ziknei ha'ir, yadenu lo shafchos adam hazeh, shelo pitarnuhu below levaya. Because the elders of the cities, right? Remember the two, you have a man who they find a John Doe in between two cities. So they measure the chachamim of those of each city. They measure and he's like right in the middle, mamish, so it's no one's jurisdiction. And they go out with this heifer and they basically sacrifice it. They break the neck of the heifer and they say, we didn't shed this person's blood. What does it mean? Shelo pitarnu below levaya. We did escort him out of the city. We took care of him. It's not like he was some, vagrant and we didn't care about it. We did care for him. V'chein asagan Yosef. And this is what Yosef did. K'sheliva esechav, mistama haya niftar mehem mitoch divrei halacha, alichas olam, nagilem din alvaya, asher bahaya asuk. And clearly, it seems that Yosef, when he escorted his brothers out, he did the same. So it's called sort of this whole sort of circle of levaya, of escorting. Okay. Uchsev, and so you can understand what the Kliyakar is saying is like, it's much deeper than that, right? It's Levaya. That's much more believable than, oh yeah, we're learning the Sugya of Egla Rufa. No, it's Levaya. That's what they did. It was a circle. It's like bookends. Here, he sent me and with that lesson, and I'm sending them with that lesson. And that's what the Agalot represent. The chaluba zekula dvarim heina dvarim shdiber alem baveto heina dvarim shdiber alem kishiliva otam v'sham diber mahem din parshas egla arufa vayar ta'agalot re'iyazo inyanahit bonenut. So when it says he saw the agalot, it's what it's speaking to is he contemplated them, right? He contemplated the meaning behind them. Ki ponen Yaakov b'mashis siprulo ki Yosef asa halacha l'maase v'liva otana agalot, because Yosef, he acted in this way of Derech Eretz, and the Agalot were there to as their escorts. Like the Agalot literally escorted them the whole way. And that's how Yaakov knew it was Yosef. Because people don't normally do this. This is part of their Mesorah. Therefore, his heart, he's revived, and he's like, he's still alive. But he says, it's not enough that they said, oh, this is what he said, but it's actually that he did it, right? And that's where you really, right, it's put up or shut up, right? You can't just talk the talk, you have to walk the walk. And that's what happened here. Literally, a pun. He says, now let's get into the nitty-gritty of this. Why would someone escort a person out? Especially in the case of Egla Arufa, why were they saying, we're not culpable for this man's blood? What does Levaya do as far as, the person that you're escorting?
So if there are marauders who are watching a person leaving, if nobody cares about him, they feel if they kill him, nobody will come after
exactly.
him.
Exactly. right? He's not just some, again, some vagrant, some nobody. No, look, he has family. There'll be a Goel Hadam. If you go ahead, you rob him or you murder him, you do worse, there's going to be people that they're going to be comeuppance for it, right? It's not just some person, Nebuch, you know, some missing person that'll just go, you know, anonymously. It's like, no. We know this person. We care about this person. He's part of our chevra, whatever it is. So that's the reason behind Levaya. Okay? So therefore, look in the next paragraph where I have a little line, little bracket. Now, pitam zeh yesh makom lomar shemitzvah zo min hamuskalot. Now, from this reason, it seems like this mitzvah is one of the muskalot. What is a mitzvah that's from muskalot?
Logical.
It's logical. It's seichelik, right? It's logical. Anyone would do this, right? You want to give afford protection, right, to someone on their way out. And if that's the case, then there is no proof that Yosef was like, you know, this must be the Yosef, right? Because I taught him that, and he could only have learned that in my house, and I only learned it in my grandfather's house. By the way, where's Yitzchak? But whatever. Shema Moshe Haaretz Hayi Ish Tzadik. Maybe this was like a righteous ruler, and he cared about these people, and he wanted them to get out, and he escorted them. It's normal. So how does that, you know, our question, Hadra Kush L'Duchte, our question goes back to its original, you know, form, which is, what gives? How do the Agalos, you know, like sort of uniquely point to Yosef and his Mesorah as B'nai Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? So he says, fine. Okay. But there, of course he would send them that way. Aval. Here's the key. Aval kishera Yaakov ha'agalot asher shalach viliva. Azamar Yaakov. Acheno da'adavar. Kizeh ha'ish kiyem alavaya mitzad das ha'torah v'lo mitzad she'aseichel mechayev davar zeh. You'll see in a moment why. Right, he says, but the fact that Yosef, and it's this mashma from the Psukim, not only did Yosef send them with special chariots, but he also escorted those chariots, that shows that he was doing this from the Mesorah, his Das Torah, so to speak. He was doing it from the Mesorah of Yaakov and Abraham, and not that it was just like he was a nice, you know, magnanimous ruler. Lefi shebechol Mitzrayim, eina agalot netuno ki imal piparo. These chariots are royal chariots. The only person who's in charge of the royal chariots is Paro himself, right? This is the, what do they call it? The armory. It's the armor division. That's what chariots are. Lefisha agalot mitachsisei malchutema. These are royal. Kimo shenemar vayiten lehem al pi Paro. Nir mizeh, shagalot miyuchadim lemerkavto shel melech. So if you're going, the haoleich imotan agalot, if you are going in the royal motorcade, right, you got Secret Service with you, etc. Even if you don't have Secret Service with you, you're in the royal motorcade. No one's going to mess with you. You're a messenger of the king. No one's going to mess there. This is like the most powerful empire in the region. Eino tzarich el halvaya la'atzilom min alistim. So then people like that, they actually don't need the escorting. Because what does the escorting do? The escorting is to protect you. It's protection. Because even without that, right, the fear of the kingdom would be upon them. Wherever you are in the region, everyone needed Egypt, especially at this time. Right, it was a superpower. Right, everyone needed their food. No one's going to mess with the royal chariots of Egypt. Then what's the nafkamina? Where the ruler himself, Yosef, whoever he was, right, was going and escorting them. No one's going to come and attack them. He wasn't doing it because it made sense. He's doing it because this is his Mesorah. He's doing it because it's derech eretz. He's doing it because it's chesed. He's doing it because this is what a Jew does. Right? That's how he's acting. Ki gzeres akasapu. V'lo palug bein levaya achal echa l'chaveret. And it doesn't matter, you know, what the situation is. L'ficha. Kasherah hi bonein et ha'agalot asher shalach v'levaya yosef. Therefore, right, once he sees this and he really contemplates it and thinks about it, Vayaret ha'agalot, asher shalach Yosef. Meaning, he didn't send them. They're Paro's agalot. So what does it mean when it says asher shalach Yosef? Yosef walked with them. Yosef escorted them out. Now he really realizes, no one would do this. No one would do this. Right? That's why they say, yeah.
Who's he escorting out? He's escorting the group that's going to go bring his father back.
It's the brothers and the food. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I was thinking about Yaakov. I was thinking about the brothers. Okay.
Yeah, right. Escorting, right, to go to Yaakov.
Yeah.
Right. And that's, you know, there's a beautiful idea inherent in this, right? Sort of the difference between Seicheldik mitzvos, right? Mishpatim, right? Rational mitzvot, logical mitzvot that makes sense. And the quote, irrational, you know, mitzvot, right? Like regular chukim or whatever, anything we do. And the things that we do, sometimes people, you know, might think they're nuts or they're crazy. But when it comes to this kind of stuff, right? You know what? They say that there are three traits that distinguish a Jew: Rachmanim, Faishanim, and Gomli Chasadim. Right, that we are compassionate, that we have a sense of shame, of humility, hopefully, and we're Gomli Chasadim, and it's about Chesed. So it's one thing to say, oh no, they're taking care of it. It's another thing to actually go ahead with your body, with yourself, and go ahead and do that mitzvah. And for Yaakov, you know, all of a sudden he realizes, wait a minute. And you could understand, right? That's in his family. Look at Rivka. Right? Rivka didn't, right? How did we find Rivka? Oh, okay, yeah, she'll be a good person. She's going to help me. No, no, no. Not only is she going to help me, the Eliezer, right? She's gonna bring for the camels. She's going to, right? It's all about Chesed. It all comes back to Chesed. It all comes back to Abraham. And it's a beautiful idea to imagine that Yaakov is finally swayed because he sees extra Chesed in this person. He says, no, there has to be something special about this person. He has to have learned it, hopefully, right? In our home, in the Masorah of our parents and our grandparents. And the reality is, all of us have that. All of us have that, where we go back to that Masorah that we learned. And still, probably to this day, I know for me, there are things. To this day, right, there are things that we do. Can't really explain why we do them, but we know our parents did it, our grandparents did it. And, you know, they probably got it from their parents and their grandparents. And Yirtzeh Hashem, it should continue the Shalshelas HaMesorah, and we should see Nachas from our children and our grandchildren. Shkoyach, everyone.